Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Bright and sunny Saturday, up early, exercised, ate your wonderfully healthy breakfast, and here we go. The kidney. No, you don't have a kidney disease. You don't have a problem with your kidney. By the time I'm done with this show, you're going to understand the metaphor or the poetry of the word kidney. So today's show, chronic kidney disease, how to reverse it. Those of you who know what I'm talking about, we've got lots to say. We've got perspectives that will save you your kidney if you're willing to understand it and work at it. Those of you who don't relate to the word chronic kidney disease, well, did you know, in Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, in energetic medicine, is a term I hope my regular listeners are comfortable with. In energetic medicine, in alternative medicine, the kidney goes to the ear. The kidney goes to the knee. The kidney is the bone. How wacky that sounds in a Western medical sense, but the fact of the matter is that the kidney relates to many body parts. For instance, lots of people I see with chronic kidney issues, serious issues, issues where people are going to have organs transplanted that come for help. Lots of those people, when you get down to it, right into the nitty gritty of the cleansing, way down deep inside, live in fear. F-E-A-R, fear. Now, who would think that someone up for a renal transplant and the word fear would have anything to do with anything? And yet, that is the very essence of it. Translated into Western science, of course, which you know is what I love to do, the fear overrides the parasympathetic response, and the kidney lives in vasoconstriction. Yikes. Did I just lose half my audience? I hope not. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. The theme, you have to study to understand how to dig yourself out of chronic illness. You cannot drop a pill in. And I mean an herb. You can't drop a supplement in. You can't drop an herb and sit back, close your eyes, and expect what you put in your mouth to do the job. It does not work that way. You use those herbs as tools to enlighten your consciousness, to understand the physiology of your system. And you bring that to the cutting board. That is where, over time, little by little, in an up-down cycle like the stock market, like you learned everything that was worth anything to you over time, trial, tribulation, test of faith. Sometimes you don't want to get up and do it. That kind of expiration of time. That's where your healing is. But the missing piece is the education, and that's why I'm here this morning. So let's get to the website if you can. If you're driving, I'll describe it as best I can. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc with two T's. Let's hit it. The kidney. All right, what does it do? Well, your blood has poison in it. Simple. The water-soluble poison in the blood is filtered out through the kidney, and it becomes your urine. That's easy enough to understand. Problem, that filtration system, like the screen, like your kidney's a screen, and when all that blood comes to the screen, going through the screen is what is supposed to go through the screen out of the blood into your pee-pee, into your urine. Except if that screen gets broken, then things get out of the blood that shouldn't get out of the blood, like sugar and protein, say. So the screen in the kidney, the screen door of the kidney, can get all screwed up. That screen door is called the glomerulus. What I want you to do is go to picture number, let's go to picture number 8. I want you to see the word. Picture number 8 on the left side, down lower, you see glomerular capillaries. Glomerular, under the word Bowman's capsule. You see, this is fun. You're learning. Glomerulus. That's a bunch of little tiny capillaries. That's your screen door. And when that screen door gets broken, you got big problems. It's that simple. There is 80% of your kidney disease right there. Now, the question is, what does that screen really look like? This is where the fun starts. All right, I want you to go. Let's do this. Let's go to picture number 6. This is an electron microscope. That's an electron microscopy. That's a magnification of the screen door of about 50,000 times. And all that is, you see those things that look like tentacles? They look like an octopus with arms. Those things are called podocytes. Podocytes. And what they're clinging to are your capillaries. So the screen door in reality, the screen door of the kidney, and remember, you've got to get this, because that screen door can be broken, or the holes can be enlarged, or some aberrance in that screen door accounts for everything from your knees hurt to you've got ear problems all the way to you need a transplant. So how damaged is your screen door? Well, you're looking at your screen door now. So we're taking layman's poetry and we're translating it into hard science. That's a 50,000 magnification of the screen door of the kidney, which we call the glomerulus. And all we're saying is that that octopus, that podocyte, clings to the capillary. Now, if you look at the capillary, so not the octopus or the arms of it, but the capillary itself, what it's wrapped around, you're going to see these lines. Those are the spaces between the cells of the capillaries. What's a capillary? It's a tube. Is it a tube like a hose? No. Do you think a capillary? So what's a capillary? A capillary is what delivers blood to your organ systems, right? It comes from the heart. It goes through the aorta. It goes through the peripheral arteries. It goes to the arterioles. And then it becomes tiny little capillaries. Well, the glomerulus is a capillary system. But what is it? A microscopic tube? No. It's a microscopic tube with a bunch of slits in it. The capillary cells have spaces in between them. Those spaces have to be there. Otherwise, nothing comes out of the capillary. There's no transfer. So I don't want you to think it's like your large intestine. Do you think your large intestine's a tube? No. Your large intestine is a tube that's really a tubular screen. Catch that, my regular audience. Catch that. When we say large intestine, we don't mean a tube, as if anything that gets in there doesn't get out. Unless it's through the anus. That's not what your large intestine is. It's a tubular screen. Well, a capillary is a tubular screen because in between each cell of the capillary is a space. So look at that picture again. You're looking at the octopus with all its arms wrapped around the capillary. And that capillary is fenestrated. That's the technical term, fenestrated, meaning there are little spaces in between each cell. Okay, you got it. A fenestrated capillary with an octopus wrapped around it. That's the screen door of the kidney. Now look at that. If you just get that from today's show, light a cigar. If you just get that from today's show, you have learned so much. You just got to reach deep. You got to get stimulated. If you have kidney disease, you better understand what I'm saying. If you're interested in health, you better understand what I'm saying. You have to. And you have to take joy in it. So let's keep going now. So what's the problem? The problem with the kidney is the same problem that happens in the large intestine, in the small intestine. In the small intestine, when you get inflammation, the spaces between the cells that constitute the villus, the villi of the small intestine, separate. And what do you call that? Leaky gut? You call it leaky gut. You're nodding your head. I see you there. A big audience. No, yeah, I know what leaky gut is. What do you think kidney disease is? It's leaky gut. You see? Look at that. You have an interface between a capillary system and something that sucks something up. And that's kind of what goes on in the small intestine. It's an interface between your digested food and these cells that are supposed to suck something up and deliver it through the portal vein to the liver so the liver can do what it wants. We call that digestion. And that gets screwed up. The spaces between the intestinal villuses, each cell, each absorptive cell of each villi, that space increases and holds between the cells. That's what you're seeing here. You're looking at this fenestrated capillary system. And for different reasons that we're going to get to, those spaces between those capillary cells open up. And then what happens? The podocyte sucks up stuff it's not supposed to suck up, and it ends up in your urine. You see blood in the urine. You see red blood cells in the urine. You see white blood cells in the urine. You see sugar in the urine. You see protein in the urine. You see not enough creatinine in the urine. So wait a minute. I said, once those capillary systems mess up, you're going to see stuff in the urine you shouldn't see, and you're not going to see enough of the stuff in the urine you should see. Everything gets backwards. Creatinine, ammonia, uric acid. When they go up in your blood, on a blood test, we had kidney problems. Why? It didn't move from the blood to the urine. But if you see sugar in the urine or protein, it did move from the blood to the urine, and you shouldn't see it. So what was it come down to then? When that screen door, when a dynamic living organism called the glomerulus of the kidney messes up, stuff leaves your body that shouldn't, and stuff stays in your body that shouldn't, in your blood that shouldn't. So we see high BUN, we see high uric acid, we see high ammonia, and then we see low protein and high protein in the urine. So you have to think of, think of the screen door like a depot where the police are there and the police decide who goes through and who doesn't come through. At the border, at the borders between each country of the world, right? At those borders in between each country of the world, you have immigration police, and they let you through or they don't let you through. They control it, and that regulation is what we're talking about at the screen door. All right, you got it. You really understand now the rudiments of much of what we call kidney function, all the way to, if this really gets messed up, now you have massive kidney disease. Now, obviously, if that screen door gets messed up and you lose what you're not supposed to keep and you keep what you're supposed to lose, so on and so forth, well, your body's going to let you know. So if your creatinine goes up and your uric acid goes up in the blood because the kidney doesn't take it out, your joints are going to kill. You're going to feel bad. You're going to feel toxic. You're going to get headaches. These chemicals are excretion. Creatinine and uric acid, urea, are made by the cell, and they're part of protein metabolism. And if they don't get out, you're in deep. You're in deep trouble. So you're going to know that, and you're going to scream. Now, guess what? Here's the thing. You don't have to be in renal disease to have problems here. That's what you may not understand. You don't have to be in renal disease to have problems here. You simply have to be your average guy whose kidneys are getting a little tired. Now, that's something you didn't think about. You don't realize that when you're 20, your kidneys work better. When you're 30, your kidneys don't work as good. When you're 40 years old, when you're 50, how about when you're 70 years old? You're 70 years old, and the doctor tells you your kidneys are fine, but your knees ache, but your ears are filling up with plaque and you can't hear, but your bones don't feel healthy, but you feel like, for whatever reason, you have panic attacks. Think about that. Panic attacks, bone pain, joint pain, knee pain, deafness in its different forms, and you're 70. Nobody told you it's your kidney. It's your aching kidney. See, Western medicine doesn't make that correlation. But if the kidney slows up, those things it's supposed to take out, let's just say creatinine, urea is a famous one, calcium oxalate, kidney sand, these things that don't filter out through the kidney precipitate into your ear. They precipitate into your joints. What do you think gout is? So you have to understand that the minute the screen door doesn't work correctly, you back up the flow and the excretion process slows down. The blood gets overloaded. And as all of you know, because you listen to this show, once it overloads the blood, the soluble form or the liquid form will precipitate it into a crystal. So the kidney's a filtration system. It's highly regulated. If it's backed up because the screen door is sort of broken, it builds up in the blood and then it just precipitates. Precipitation means into a crystal. I have to talk to my regular listeners. And if you're new to the show, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. This show keeps building. We have 278 shows over 5 years. So I'm going to use terms like precipitation. It may be the first time you heard the word. If you've heard it for the first time, get on the show and listen. I have a show way back when, Precipitation and Disease. If it builds up in the blood, it precipitates. This is a concept. What herb do I take to stop precipitation? What drug do I take? No, it doesn't work that way. Your health creates a terrain that eliminates precipitation. And so when your kidney backs up, if you reduce, because you're healthy enough, if you reduce your tendency to precipitate, well, then you don't get the crystalline buildup in the ear or in the knees or in the joints. You don't drain the minerals out of your bone. You prevent so many things from happening when you prevent precipitation. So concept, God gave us a kidney, the job to filter out the right stuff and put it out in the urine. The problem, when that screen door congests because the capillaries inflame and the podocytes suck two things out it shouldn't and leave things in that it shouldn't, that backup into the blood precipitates into your joints, into your ear. And do you know what sets you up for more of this? Fear. The emotion of fear. If you live in fear, if you deny yourself the admission that you live in fear, but you really do over the years, your autonomic nervous system that controls that kidney, it will hit a peak level at which it will vasoconstrict your blood supply. It'll just completely misdirect the optimal physiology of that kidney. Now, there it is. If you have a headache now, congratulations. That means you tried. And I put the show on the site, so go to the archives. For months now, I haven't charged anything for you to listen to the shows again. I'm giving you the show so you can listen and learn and find faith through hard work. You want to strengthen your faith? Work harder. And that means education when it comes to your health. So get this concept down then. And everybody's part of it. You don't have to have kidney disease to be part of this. How efficiently is that kidney working? Now, question. What inflames the glomerulus? Well, what's inflammation? All right. Inflammation. Let's take a look at inflammation. Just a brief little peek at the word inflammation. Picture 13. There's a human cell. Now, many of you have seen this simple eighth grade biology picture. Nobody didn't understand this. Everybody got a little science along the way. If you graduated high school, most people in America have. Look at that. That's the human cell. That cell is a healthy, plump piece of fruit. It's a grape. My famous analogy. A cell is a grape. It's got a nice, smooth skin, nice, plump, tight texture to it. Seeds in the middle. At least it used to have seeds in the middle. The cell is a grape. Now, look at the next picture. Picture 14. You see, that cell has been broken down. When that cell starts to break down, we say it's been free radical damaged. Free radicals are little compounds that your body makes, that you breathe in through the air, that are generated naturally and unnaturally. But when too many pro-inflammatory free radical chemicals are created, it will start to peck away, break away, attack the cell. What cell? All cells. Hint. Why the kidney? Why would the kidney be attacked? Why would the kidney be more susceptible to free radical damage, to oxidative stress, than a heart or a brain? Oh, well, that's just your genetics. Nonsense. Why it's your kidney, before you swallow the great lie of why your kidney succumbed to pro-inflammatory mediators and broke down into disease, before you swallow that it's genetic, you have to understand the epigenetics. See my show 2 weeks ago on epigenetics. See, you're putting it together now. Epigenetics. No such thing as I'm 60, I'm in renal disease. Oh yeah, my grandfather had it. I guess they're right. It is genetic. Nonsense. That is nonsense. That is an aberration. It's a mutation of genetics to say it's genetic. The issue is it's epigenetic. There are many variables under your control that come down to lifestyle that will control whether or not your kidney will succumb to too much oxidative stress. Now, I want you to hold that and understand now that when we say free radical damage, when we say too much oxidative stress, when we say any of these things, what we fundamentally mean then is what? All right, now you got to go back to that neat picture. Isn't that picture the best? Picture 6. Inflammation, oxidative stress, free radical damage means two things. The spaces between the capillaries enlarge. They enlarge due to inflammation, just like leaky gut in the small intestine. Another part of the inflammatory process is when those spaces enlarge between the capillary, the podocyte changes its shape. The podocyte can fall off. It can change its shape all the way to it falls off. Once it falls off, we got big problems. But so many people have kidney disease, and the podocyte is not falling off. The podocyte is simply changed its shape. It's telling you, I don't like the surface tension due to the increase in the space between the capillary cells. I don't like the environment and I'm changing shape. That morphological change accounted for by the biopsy long before that podocyte falls off is where you can reverse it. Yes, you can. But you are not told that. You are told you've got the beginnings of renal disease. It's a chronic progressive disease like diabetes. The only thing you can do is manage it, but don't expect a good outcome if you really want to get down to it. They don't tell you that. They just tell you, don't worry, take the drug, and you'll be, well, you're managed. But the assumption is, and you have to understand this, that once the capillary is fenestrated too much, once its space is increased too much, once the podocyte changes shape, it will eventually fall off and you will lose renal function. Then you got nothing. Then you're on dialysis. Then your GFR, your glomerular filtration rate, drops to 15 or 10, and you're in dialysis 1 to 2 to 3 times a week. All of this in the early stages is reversible. That is in the pathology texts. If you sit down with a nephrologist, they will admit that. But you see, it means lifestyle change. It means compliance. It means go to work on it. It means to understand it. It means to take out the things that inflame a kidney. And if you're not told this, and even if you're told it, you don't want to work at it. If you just want to sit there and go, oh, well, I guess I'm 60 and it's a genetic thing. Well, then kiss your kidneys goodbye. You will be online for a transplant. They manage it with cyclosporin, cyclophosphamide, Celtex, Rituxan, Cytoxan. and you pray and you hope the outcome will be good. And generally, it isn't over 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 years. It's like diabetes. If you don't cure it, it will get you. It will be slowed down with the drugs, yes, but it will get you. How many people go blind or amputee every year to diabetes, turn around, tell the diabetician, how did this happen? I thought I was okay. And the doctor turns around and says, oh, well, you've been managed. Oh, wait a second. I thought I was okay. When doctors tell you you're okay, it is your obligation to ask them to define that. Does okay mean I'm not dead tomorrow? Does okay mean I'm normal? Does okay mean I'm normal, but over 5 years I'm dead? Does okay mean I'm normal, but over 5 or 10 years I will watch a progressive degeneration, albeit slower because of the drug, but nonetheless will I degenerate over 5 to 10 years? When doctors say you're okay, you have to find out what they mean. Well, I'm going to tell you what they mean. I'm telling you now. Over time, you will pay. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you have a health concern and you want education, you want a path, you want to be put on a road to a healing, if you're willing to work, if you have humility, if you're over the myopia of the quick fix herb, the quick fix drug, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Give my office a call, come in, do a consult, get put on the right path. If you're willing to work, if you have an inner humility, if you have a trust, you got to come ready. Are you ready to heal? That's the question. Right now, what we have predominantly are people looking for a quick fix in holistic medicine. To my fellow doctors, put it on the front of your desk. There is no quick fix to fixing disease. And too many doctors are afraid to say that. And the reason is the client who's bought into, will the herb fix it, or will the drug just fix it tomorrow, or do I have to give up this, that, or the other thing, or do I have to move, or do I have to exercise, or do I have to lose weight? People don't want to do it, and they're not to be judged for it, but you do not find them healing. Not from real stuff. Okay. Your kidney. Why does it inflame? Well, why does inflammation occur anywhere? You've got 277 shows explaining to you what drives inflammation. Isn't that different with everybody? Of course it is. One size doesn't fit all. You have to take your inflammatory titer. So now we're going to use new words. You have to take your titer, the sum total of the inflammation in your life. You eat right, you exercise, you have faith, you do all these wonderful things. You are the goody two-shoes of health, but you are chronic worry wart. You've been worrying since gestation. You worried as a child. You worried as a teenager. You worried as a young man or woman. You worried through your marriage. Now you're 70 and you're still worrying, only you don't even have the hormonal reserve to cap your worries. But you've been the goody two-shoes of health. You will fail. Emotions are huge. People who live in fear will generate massive amounts of free radicals. This is so underestimated. This is so misunderstood. This is so unmeasured. And yet any good clinician will tell you that is the case. People who cannot relax, people who live in sympathetic dominance, people who at the root of things live in fear. I didn't say sadness. I didn't say grief. I didn't say anger. Anger takes the liver out. Grief takes the lung out. Sadness takes the heart out. Fear takes the kidney out. Is that you? I don't know. You got to ask yourself. All the shows I do talking about autonomic balance, sympathetic dominance, inducing parasympathetic flow, and what that means. My God, we don't understand what that means. We use these words if we're even privy to these words, but in the reality of it, we have no clue about what these things even mean. And doctors tell you, you need to relax, take a walk, sit down and have a glass of wine at night, read a book. These guys don't know anything about this. That's not what it means to relax, where the cell will respond on a different level. Of course, reading a book, taking a walk on the beach, having a glass of wine with a loved one. Of course, these things are better than sitting there biting your fingernails off. But you see, we make these suggestions when we say, induce the parasympathetics, please relax. We say these things as if it's going to make any difference, and it doesn't. It's why people blow it off. Listen, I'll tell you right now, a lot of nephrologists, a lot of medical doctors will tell their clients to relax because they know, they in their sincerity see a correlation, and the holistic practitioners are all saying it. But what that means is something we're not good at understanding. Now, anyone that's listened to this show knows I try every single Saturday for 5 years to give you an experience as best I can over the air of what that means. And I continually point to Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine because they're the only coherent systems of medicine that really codified what that word means. Parasympathetic flow means prana. It means chi. And those are two words that I think for the most part we have a myopic relationship with. We are delusional about what these things actually mean. And I try to make comparisons. I make comparisons, and those are good comparisons. You want to see what it means to regenerate cellularly, to be an organism that knows how to regenerate, pet your kitty cat. There, sit on that statement. Go get your kitty cat right now, or your doggy dog. Go pet your kitty cat. It begins to purr. It lies on its back. It opens its genitals, it opens its belly, it opens its throat, it makes itself and leaves itself completely and totally vulnerable to your hands. Think of that same cat fighting the local dog or another cat. Think of that cat hissing. Think of that cat with all its hair, its heckles up. Think of that cat under sympathetic stress and look at it as it goes into parasympathetic release. It purrs, and what does it do? It goes into a wave. Everyone knows my polar bear show with the polar bear in a convulsive wave, blowing off its stress. Until you get to that point, if you've lived in sympathetic dominance, until you get to that other point, you will generate more free radical damage than your kidney can accord. And if it's in the name of fear, if fear has locked you into a stress state, forget the glass of wine. Get connected to the autonomics in the true sense of the word, or kiss it goodbye. And I'll put my signature on that statement. The problem with alternative medicine. If you are interested in alternative medicine, if you do not want to buy the diagnosis of it's your genetics, if you do not want to get on the line for the transplant, if you want to look at things differently, you have to take into yourself the word autonomic balance and what it really means to be like your kitty cat. Now, there's another concept. This is a show of concepts. There's no loose words on this show. Every word has a depth and a gravity to it. It's a show of concepts. You see, this is why you can't get this show from YouTube clips. YouTube clips are not what the show is about. This show is about bringing together concepts. And that's where healing is, in concepts and compliance. But one concept here is be like, Bruce Lee used to say, be like water. Be like your kitty cat. Be like your animals. When your dog is yawning, it is stretching its tendons to the point where its dural tissue unwinds to its tail. Haven't you ever watched your dog stretch out its jaw and then shake to its tail? It's blowing off the day's stress. It's renewing its cells. Cats do the same thing. All of nature does that. What about you? All right. Autonomic imbalance. Number one for pro-inflammatory mediate. Number two, blood glucose. Renal disease. Look it up yourself on Google. the increase in renal disease in the United States, kidney disease, the increase in chronic kidney disease. My office manager told me, you got to do a show on the kidney. You just have to. She said this to me last week. And I was like, I already did shows on the kidney. She says, no, all I hear on the phone are people with issues in kidney. And if you check Google, right, the great brain of America, Google, if you look, it will tell you statistically chronic renal disease is skyrocketing. Which, if you don't have renal disease, is still relevant because remember I said kidneys, knee, kidneys, bone, kidneys, ear, kidneys, fear. All those things are part of kidney. Everyone has a concern to the kidney. It's one of your major detoxificatory organs, liver, kidney, number two. So the point is the second big pro-inflammatory mediator of kidney is diabetes. You're not diabetic, you're pre-diabetic. You're not pre-diabetic, you're just blood glucose is going up and down all day long like a seesaw, but you can hit it with enough insulin to bring down that glucose fast enough so it doesn't show up on your fasting blood glucose. It doesn't show up on your glycosylated hemoglobin, but it'll show up on a glucose tolerance test. It'll show up if they measure the insulin. Do you see how crazy it is? It's crazy exciting. How many people, do you know how many people I've seen with chronic renal disease? And their doctors tell them it's idiopathic. Look it up yourself. Idiopathic glomerulonephritis. Idiopathic nephrosclerosis. Everything's idiopathic. We don't know. Well, you're not diabetic. Idiopathic is idiot. That's what the word idiopathic means. It means idiot. There's no such thing as idiopathic. It means the answer's there, we haven't found it. And usually it's right in front of our nose. The number one or number two pro-inflammatory mediator in the United States today is poor regulation of the blood sugar. And you've got to take it to the glucose tolerance test. Forget glycosylated hemoglobin. Forget fasting blood glucose. Forget it all. Test it yourself like I suggest on one of my shows, or get your MD to give you a glucose tolerance test and an insulin check every single hour over 4 hours. And then you'll see that high insulin or high blood sugar will in fact be the culprit that is otherwise missed unless you do a GTT, a glucose tolerance test. There's two. Just stress and diabetes. Stress and sugar regulation account for most of what Google will tell you is the rapid advance in chronic renal disease. Those two right there. That's huge. Number three is high blood pressure. But what's high blood pressure? Stress. So go back and look at those capillaries, right? And just understand that the kidneys have their own blood pressure system with angiotensin. That's why those ACE inhibitors that block the angiotensin conversion vasodilate the capillaries and the arteries to the kidney, and they kind of help it along. That's why you get an ACE inhibitor. But everybody's in that quasi-vasoconstrictive state, moments of high blood pressure, in response to stress. So when we say emotion, fear, emotion constriction, constriction, high blood pressure breaking the screen, well, there's your number three. That's not me. I don't have high blood pressure. Yes, you do. See, we've screwed it up. We have screwed it up. We don't want to use the tests correctly. There is a huge difference between you got high blood pressure so bad that your blood pressure is up high all the time, morning, afternoon, evening. You can measure it any time of day, any night. You can measure it on the holidays. You can measure it on Monday morning. You can measure it at 5 p.m. locked in traffic, and it'll be high. There's a huge difference between that and during the day, intermittently, it goes up to 200 over 120, and you bet it does. It's the same thing with blood sugar. Intermittently, it gets to skyrocketing places. And this is the way you have to think about it. Otherwise, you will say, well, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have a problem with my glucose regulation. I don't have fear. When episodically, continuously versus episodically, I want you to mellow out on that concept. Continually versus episodically. Episodically, episodes like Hurricane Katrina 5+6+7+8+9+10 level. Episodic explosions, nuclear blasts, not a bunch of little grenades going off every single second. Calm, quiet, the eye of the storm, and then boom, a nuclear explosion. Lots of people damage themselves episodically. This is all missed. It's missed. It's missed all the time. You know why? Because most of the time, the clinicians, especially the ones that insurance pay for, are spending 5 minutes with you because the system has worked out a number and a nut, and the whole thing around it means you don't get to know your patient. Hey, when was the last time you walked in and told your doctor you're a psychopath? When was the last time you walked in? That's why I love the wives or the husbands, the couples. They rat each other out. Always work with the couple. Tougher to do, but one will rat the other one out. You can play one off against the other, and in no time, you'll have everything you want to know about the two people sitting before you. But generally, what do we do? And it's understandable. It's understandable. We don't tell the doctor the truth. So people who are episodically high blood pressure or go on these binges with food or go into these anxiety states episodically of fear. I mean, I watch them all the time. People go into these episodic phases. You can know them for 1 year, 2 years, and then out of that 1 or 2 years, for a month or two, they lose it. I mean, lock them up and throw away the key. They lose it. They are not functional when they get triggered. And this can happen once a day, or this can happen none of the time, and then for a full month, forget it. You need to be on meds. And I see this happen all the time. This is where a lot of these damages occur. So you have to understand blood glucose, high insulin, sympathetic dominance and episodic high blood pressure or continuous measurements, all pointing to low, medium, or high grades of what will pound down your screen door. And there's renal disease. Now, in that inflammatory mess, what does the body do? Those of you who listen to the show regularly, this is an inflammatory cascade. So what's the first tissue? You hear me talk about it all the time. That's going to go in there and depose itself, deploy itself into, well, go to picture six again. Great picture. It's the source of it. The octopus or the podocyte on top of the capillary wrapped around with what tissue, what entity will get laid down in response to inflammation? Fibrin. Yes, fibrin. I didn't put a picture of fibrin on today. If you listen to the show, you have to be able to see fibrin. If you're new to the show, we can forgive this. Fibrin looks like a spider web. It's like Tobey Maguire, right? Spider-Man, he kind of spits that thing out. He does this web that shoots out of his fingers or something. That's what your immune system does when it sees inflammation. It spins a web around the site to contain the problem. The body sees inflammation as a hot spot. The same way a thermogram sees inflammation as a hot spot. Once the immune system sights or puts its finger on a hot spot, it spins out fibrin and wraps fibrin like the mummy's cloak around the site of inflammation. Go try and fix that one after 10 years of that, my friend. This is what we mean by fibrosis, a long-term chronic inflammatory site for reasons stated at your screen door will leave your screen door wrapped in spider web. So do you see what you're dealing with when you're 70 and you're healthy and your kidneys don't function like when they were 20? This is a big piece of it. It's not all of it, but it's a massive piece of it. This is why you have to cleanse the kidney. To cleanse the kidney to get rid of renal disease? No. To cleanse the kidney. To regenerate the organ so it can return to a normal physiology and let your body throw off the renal disease. You see? You don't want to make that sucker's mistake. See, the sucker punch is, oh, okay, kidney disease, detox kidney, let me do a Dr. Schultz kidney cleanse because I'll get rid of it. No. It does not work that way. You're being sucker punched. Oh, buy this detox cleanse. It'll get you out of renal disease. No. This is why people have problems with statements like this. You cannot dummy it down. You have to bring the entire comprehensive forest of health to the body. In fact, forget about your renal disease. Get healthy. Forget about your diabetes. Get healthy. Forget about your cancer. Get healthy. Forget about your heart disease. Get healthy. Your Alzheimer's, your Parkinson's, your lupus, your Sjogren's. Get healthy. You cannot go about it to cure disease. Forget curing disease. Get health. The American public needs to understand the distinction between the two. You see, this is a show of concepts, continuous versus episodic. The physiology of the kidney. What I'm talking about now. Forget the symptom. Forget the disease. Optimize the function of the organ. Nutritionally, emotionally, and structurally. Optimize the function of the organ. Nutritionally, emotionally, and structurally. If you bring that to a healing, your body has the equipment, the mechanisms, your God-given mechanisms. Let someone deny you your God-given mechanisms. Right? U.S. Constitution, your God-given mechanisms, our right as Americans to be free. Do not have those rights taken away. Nor should you, in the name of any alternative medical paradigm, sucker punch yourself into myopic versions of it, whether they be allopathic or alternative. Take this herb to cure your disease. Nonsense. Take this drug and then don't worry. Nonsense. These are marginalizations of the reality you face. And you face this reality because all of us are aging. All of us want more potential out of life. All of us come into our second childhood after 50. And all of us, especially today, want to make our dreams come true. So you got to get the deep understanding here. Do you get the deep understanding? 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Make that call. If you've got health concerns and want to learn to get healthy, call that number. Come in, listen, let me point you in the right direction and begin to make it happen for yourself. But I advise you to try to create perspective about this. And that means education. You're going to have to work at understanding your process. It just means you put health on the A list. Health goes on the A list. It's on the C list. Sure, I'll buy the herb. Sure, I'll take the pharmaceutical drug. Yeah, I'll do a little cleanse. Yeah, I'll give up coffee. See, that's health on the C list. The B list is, look, I had it for 40 years. I gave it three weeks. It didn't change in 3 weeks. It's not going to change. Come on. 40 years, I gave it 3 weeks. You see, the A list is, I'm going to get down on this. I'm going to go the distance because I've had this problem too long and I don't want it anymore. I don't care what it takes. I'm not having my joint, my organ. I'm not having a piece of my body replaced. Because somebody tells me it's genetics. That's the way you look at it. You already know this. You have to be half as good at healing as you are as the profession you've devoted your life to. If you're a mom and you're a great mom, you got to be half as good at this as you are as a mom. If you're a lawyer, if you're a doctor, if you're a CPA, if you're a carpenter, if you're a construction worker, if you drive a truck, no matter who you are, you got to be half as good at healing as you are at your profession. And how long did it take you to become excellent at what you do, mom? Right? It wasn't until the fourth kid that you really understood what you were doing. Or anybody will tell you that. I don't think I understood what I was doing until past 20 years. It takes time. And you're smart if you pay for good supervision. But if anybody sells you the shortcut, it just doesn't work. 99% of what you hear about healing is a shortcut. And shortcuts may get you to first base. They do not get you what you want. And your skeptics and your conservatives and your attackers and the rest of it, where they're correct in their attack is that they see through the veneer of these shortcuts. All right, let's keep going. The kidney, diabetes, quasi-diabetes, episodic spikes in blood pressure or continuously high blood pressures. Sympathetic dominance, autonomic imbalances of any type. More stuff. Infection, sludge in the fibrin. Once the fibrin gets laid down, you have terrain then. You have terrain that will grow infection. And so you'll add insult to injury, and now we'll bring about an infective component, or an infective component will voraciously, whether it's parasitically, virally, or bacterially, set up a lodging in the form of a biofilm, a mucus plug, in that area and begin to infect. Oh, what do I have? Is it an infection? Is it high blood pressure? Make a list and knock them all in the face hard. There's no such thing as it. Oh, I'll tell you why your kidneys are in bad shape. There's a bug there, a bug. It's waving at me. I can see it on the microscope. You need an antiparasitic or an antiviral or an antibacterial, and that will be salvation. It doesn't work that way. When it works that way, believe me, we have designed acute allopathic intervention that works its own form of a miracle. When you have pyelonephritis eating up your kidney or some acute bacterial, viral, parasitic infection, well, you thank God for allopathy. That's where your medical doctor can work miracles. When you have some massive attack of anything, high blood pressure or otherwise, that's where you have the allopaths. But that chronic thing where people are searching for an infection, of course infection plays a role once you create a swamp of sludge around the kidney. Of course it does. But you have to change the terrain. You have to get healthy to break the terrain down. And you just let the immune system come in and eat the bug. So add infection to it, but have context. Now, here's the biggest one. How's that? I saved the best for last. The biggest one has nothing to do with nutrition. The single biggest problem. I can't really say that, but this is big. And everybody misses this one. Everybody misses this one. Picture 11. P-S-O-A-S. P as in Paul. S-O-A-S. The psoas muscle. Look at that from the side, picture 11. The psoas muscle, a word you hear me talk about all the time. There it is, picture 10. Those muscles, now go to picture 12. Picture 12, that's from Ida Rolfe. Dr. Rolfe was a biochemist. Dr. Rolfe could have done anything with her life. Dr. Rolfe, back in the 1920s, pioneered chemotherapy at Rockefeller Institute. Dr. Rolfe had no shortage of credentials and no shortage of deep, deep intelligence. Dr. Rolfe ran around with a suitcase for 30 years trying to get osteopaths, chiropractors, medical doctors, and everybody else to understand one word, the psoas muscle. Because she understood when the psoas muscle, if you look at that picture, gets short, in conjunction with the quadriceps, it displaces forward and crushes your kidney. Why does a shortened psoas muscle crush the kidney? I cite picture number 3 in defense. because the kidney, look at picture number three, sits in front of the psoas muscle. The kidney sits in front of the psoas muscle. And so when the psoas muscle shortens and it comes forward, it crushes the kidney. Diabetes, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, infection, autonomic imbalance, free radical damage from compounds inhaled because you work as a jet fuel mechanic at the LAX airport and you work 80 hours a week. Whatever you think it is, look at the structural component in addition, because it can bury the biochemical part of this. You have to address the structure of the body. There's no such thing as fixing a psoas muscle without helping the kidney. There's no such thing as helping the kidney without lengthening the psoas muscle. All my shows on structure always harp on this muscle. Why? It owns the kidney. Kinesiologically, the psoas is the kidney. In Chinese medicine, the psoas is the kidney. We made a mistake when we compartmentalized in Western medicine. We compartmentalize. The kidney is the kidney. Fear is fear. Ear is ear. Never the two shall talk. Are you kidding me? God made a galaxy in the human organism, and every cell is talking to every other cell. The relationships are infinite. And until you get calm, until you get still, until your faith is strong, you're not even going to feel all these connections. You're not going to be refined enough to even sense these connections. And that's what the journey, the mystical journey of healing is. Healing is not left. Healing is not right. Healing is the mystery of down the middle. It's not left. It's not right. It's down the middle. Down the middle you go. And as you mature, you can refine yourself in the middle. Chronic kidney disease, how to reverse it. Do you have a better sense of it? Do you understand no matter who you are, you're part of that concern? 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Make the call. Get on the right track. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.